listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Pampered Pooch. I'm your host, Christine Latham.
And I'm your co-host, Vicki Nixon.
Today we're going to be talking about toys. We've had a few kind of serious shows lately, and we want to lighten it up a little bit and talk about some of the cool products that are out there, toys that might be a little bit more interactive for your dog, and things that are just plain fun. We will be back in just a minute after our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step-by-step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pet Life Radio proudly presents DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. Get ready to unleash the dog sports enthusiast in all of us. From speed drawing and mushing to racing, agility, and competition. This is the place to learn all about the dog sports and activities that you can do with your furry best friend and canine competitor. So get ready for game time. DSPN with your host, Lori Williams. Every week, on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
One of the great new toys we found is called a Bottle Buddy. They're by Kaijin Products. They are said to be cute, soft, and eco-friendly. What they are is fun plush character toys with recycled water bottles inside. The dogs love the cute toys, and the crinkle of the replaceable water bottle provides hours of fun. With Bottle Buddy toys, the goal of Kaijin Products, who makes Bottle Buddies, is to reuse plastic bottles that would otherwise be added to the overflowing landfills and create more awareness for the growing environmental concern. They come in cows, sheep, dogs, or pigs, and they're so cute. They all have floppy ears. They fit right over the bottle. You can replace the bottle. I guess if your dog chews the bottle till it's flat, put a new bottle in there, and they're very cute. Those are Bottle Buddies.
You know, Vicki, I really like the idea of the Bottle Buddies because my dogs love to play with water bottles, but I don't let them play with it because I'm worried that the edges of the bottle or the cap will come off, or even if I take the cap off, if just the edge will somehow tear their teeth, whatever.
Cut their mouth, yeah.
Yeah, so it's nice that with this product, they can still hear the sound and through the plush, still be able to chew on it.
Right. So it's soft but crinkly.
Yep. Another thing I'm going to have to add in my list of stuff I want to buy. Just what I need. The next thing we have is the Squeaker Mania plush dog toy, which is another one Vicki found. Really, they have it in a few different kinds. They have a sheep, a cow, and a pig. And it's basically for like the dogs that are squeaker obsessed, because this toy is filled with multiple different squeakers, and they all have different pitches. So, you know, basically it'll just kind of put your dog in squeaker heaven, if you want to say. And it basically has multiple silky softness, a large surface area. It's very durable. And it's made to promote interactive and independent play. Although, as with almost all dog toys, you should never leave the toy alone with your dog. You should make sure to supervise it in case they would get through the toy into the squeaker and you don't want your dog to, you know, accidentally choke on it. But that's another really fun product that's out there, and it's made by Doozy Pet Products. It's called the Squeaker Mania Plush Dog Toy. You know, Vicky, there are a lot of different toys out there that are made for basically like the dispensing of treats. I mean, there's all kinds of different ones.
I've seen so many.
Yeah.
This one or that one. How do we know which one and which ones are different? And does this one really work?
Yeah, I'm sure there's probably all of them your dog will have fun with, because of course they're going to play with something that's going to give them some food.
Right.
One of the ones I really like is called the Toy Shop Treat Dispensing Giggle Ball. I like it because it giggles. As with a lot of the other treat dispensing products, you basically just put some kind of kibble or a small treat inside, and the dog basically just tries to roll it around and get the treat out. But this one's a little bit different because it has a non-electronic air tube inside, and it basically emits this hilarious giggle sound whenever the ball is rolled or shaken. So that's pretty fun. Of course, it's made out of, you know, durable, non-toxic vinyl. And it's pretty cute looking as well.
I bet my dogs would love that. Anything with treats, like you say, how many of our dogs are food motivated? A lot of them. So it keeps them busy and they got to get that out.
And I like the giggle part of it. Another thing is...
The squirt bone. The squirt bone is a really neat idea, especially I think for the summer. What it is, it's a little dog toy that you fill with water. And whenever your dog grabs it or bites on it, it gets squirted in the face. Dogs go absolutely crazy for this toy, and it's a good, refreshing toy. It's interactive, and it comes in about a 6-inch bone shape, different assorted colors. I think it'd be really funny. I'm not sure that my Bichons would be real thrilled that every time they bit into the squirt bone, they got their face full of water. But, you know, there's a lot of dogs out there that labs and some of the retrievers that just love the water. That might be a really great option for them. And it's good and interactive.
And they make that it's the squirt bone, and they make it in the squirt ball as well.
Get a big ball of squirt.
You know, talking about that kind of a product, another thing that my dogs have used before is the chili bone and the chili cone. And it's another type of, product that you can use. With this one, it's basically you fill it, you like soak it underneath water, and then you put it inside of a plastic bag and put it in a freezer. And then once it's frozen, the dog can chew on it. It's not getting them wet, but they probably like the feel of the nice cold material. And it's something they can play with.
Good for teething puppies, because you know, puppies always, they're little. Heads are going through migraines when their teeth are coming in. That frozen feeling feels good on their jaws. So that chili bone is a great option for puppies. They're durable, made of hard canvas. I know the chili cone is the same way, as Christine said. It's a rough canvas exterior, and it's got a unique non-toxic, a water-absorbing sponge in the center, and it can be frozen. Just throw it in your freezer, let the dog chew on it till it gets soft. Wash it, wet it again, throw it back in the freezer. So that chili bone and the chili cone. Keep your dog busy for hours.
Okay, another toy that I really like. I don't have it yet.
But you will.
If there's
a will, there's a way. Christine will get this toy, I know.
It's called the Pet Stages Heartbeat Pillow. And it's a plush, bone-shaped pillow. And inside of it is a mechanism that's going to help calm the dog and relax because they hear a heartbeat.
Like for dogs with separation anxiety, Christine.
Yeah, and some puppies that miss, laying next to their litter mates while sleeping. It definitely is supposed to be made for a dog that's going to calm them down. This is something I wish I would have had, because Princess, when we first got her, had a lot worse separation anxiety.
Yes.
So that's something I wish I would have had for her, but...
You know, those Pet Stages toys are wonderful, too. They do a lot for the stages of a puppy's life. I really like those toys. I've seen a lot and used several of them. They're really great, toys for the puppies. But this is great for the separation anxiety, because I think we've talked about the DAP pheromone collars and some other ways we can deal with separation anxiety, but what a great toy.
It is nice.
The heartbeat pillow. Christine, you need to get four.
I know. It's on the Christmas list already.
Good. All right. You're talking about the heartbeat pillow, but I got to go back to the treats because, you know, my dogs are so food motivated. I want to talk about these treat balls. In fact, there's this one toy called Talk to Me Treat Ball. It comes in small to medium for like dogs up to 40 pounds, and then it's large for dogs 40 to 120 pounds. It's a really cool thing. Talk to Me Treat Ball allows you to record a personal message to your dog that will replay when the ball is jarred or jostled. And there's treats in it. Treat Ball randomly dispenses treats during playtime for double the fun. So not only is your dog hearing your voice when it's jostled, but they're getting treats. Like, how much more can our dogs think of us than they already do with a treat every time they hear our voice? Could be a great training mechanism, too, or to reaffirm training. It's dishwasher safe, which I love. Throw it in the dishwasher, you know, because it kind of gets yucky from them playing it and sticking their tongue in it all day. And you can record up to 12-second personal message to your dog. You can record one as often as you like. Again, it's motion activated. There's an on-off switch, so you can keep the battery life. It's really great. Talk to Me Treat Ball. And batteries are included with the toy, so make sure you stack up on the batteries, though.
Yeah, even better. Another treat dispensing toy is the Busy Buddy Twist and Treat. Now, there's a lot of different Busy Buddies out there. This one in particular, I like because you can change the level of difficulty for your dog. I actually got a couple of these the dogs play with every now and then. I also like them because they're rubber, so if you have hardwood floors, you don't have to worry about something hard hitting it repetitively while they try to go after the treats. You put the kibble or small treats on the inside, and then you twist these two cone-type shape part of the toy together. Obviously, start out a little bit less difficult so they know what they're supposed to do is, you know, rolling around, they get a treat. And then you can keep twisting it smaller and smaller so that it's, you know, pretty hard for them to get one out. Right. But yet they get one so that they keep playing. It's something really fun. You know, it's easy to clean. They don't recommend it for the hugely strong chewers. But for most dogs, you know, this is going to work out pretty good. When you buy it, it's included with a free sample of treats. But you can use any kind of treats that'll fit in there later. And that's one of the Busy Buddies. I know there's another Busy Buddy, like a long plastic tube with basically a string on the outside. And you can put some of the treats on the inside and they have to actually it might be called a jug, Busy Buddy jug, I think.
Okay.
And they basically tug it around and make the treats fall out. One of those once before too, but we have a hardwood floors here now, so I try not to let them use that because it'll clink all around.
What about this everlasting treat ball, Christine? This is, it can be filled with food. It's basically a treat ball. It comes with a hard, not too hard, they can chew on it, plastic treat provided.
Not a plastic treat provided.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's like, you're right, it's plastic on the outside, but it's an actual treat they can chew and it's not plastic. You can put it in this center and you can use replacement treats. One does come, it's called the Every Flavor Treat, comes with this little toy and they can work it and work on it and work on it and work on it. And for more challenging, you can insert this little ball of treat upside down or into the center of the ball. It's dishwasher safe and it's completely free of latex vinyl. Again, if your dog is a large or a heavy chewer, they have larger sizes. It's tough, puncture-resistant materials. It's virtually indestructible.
And this is definitely one you're going to want to watch your dog with. I've had these in the past where the dogs have played with, and Little Princess could get the treat ball out right away, and then she just wants to, you know, have this big treat in her mouth, and I'm like, no, you're going to choke or something.
So, it's like the size of a golf ball.
It's flat on one side, but yeah, this is, pretty close. And, but it does, it keeps them occupied for a long time. That's so that's the good fun part about that.
Yes, definitely. The Everlasting Treat Ball. And we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's why.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, another toy that's really fun for your dog is the Jolly Pets Teaser Ball. It's a ball within a ball that rolls and wobbles as your pet lunges and kind of chases it, and even if it's chomping on it. The larger plastic ball on the outside has cutouts that basically shows you the smaller ball inside turning all around. And that's gonna, you know, drive the dog crazy and wanna play with him more. The durable toy, it holds up to the tough love that your pooch shows to its favorite toys, and it floats for summertime fun and is extra durable for long-lasting use. Of course, the whole non-toxic plastic, puncture-resistant and safe for all dogs.
Speaking of that Jolly Pets, you know, Christine, so many people on a couple of my rescue boards talk about those Jolly Balls and how much their dogs love them. They're really popular. I know with one of my boxer rescue groups, Mid-Michigan Boxer Rescue, they all talk about those Jolly Balls. The Jolly Pets also has one called the Tug and Toss. It's an interactive toy. It's got the handle on the ball, so it makes it easy to retrieve and for you to grab it. Again, these also float and bounce, and they don't need air to inflate. These balls come in sizes 4.5 inches to 10 inches, and there's four different sizes. Again, non-toxic plastic. They're long-lasting, and these tug-and-toss balls have a smell to them. The pink one is bubble gum, and the light blue smells like blueberry.
That's pretty cool.
How funny is that? I know, actually scented toys. But these tug-and-tosses are great, and they also have one without the handle, just a jolly ball. So it's definitely something to check out, the Jolly Pets. I have one dog that loves the little plastic, non-toxic plastic toys. I have another dog that won't touch them and just likes the soft, plushy
plush
ones.
Toys,
so
yeah.
Whatever your dog likes, there's great toys out there for them.
Another fun ball is the Zap Ball. It's a flash and sound dog toy, and it's just a ball. And when you, roll it or throw it and it bounces, it'll zap and flash, and it'll basically grab your dog's attention. It's kind of got wacky sounds when it plays, too, which is fun. very entertaining for your dog. I think it's eight different sounds that it'll it'll make.
How fun would that be to play at night outside, Christine?
Yeah, that's actually something they do recommend is, you know, since it lights up, is to play, you know, in, at night or
you get home late from work in the winter, you know how, and your dog wants to play fetch and you're like, oh, yeah, outside, no way.
Yeah, I'm not going to find the ball if I throw it.
I know.
What if I don't bring it back?
Zap ball, you know, you could, that thing will light right up. Dog can find it. You can find it. You can go in on a timely basis.
Very cool. So check that out. The Zap Ball Flash and Sound Dog Toy.
Now, we've talked about a lot of toys, and I don't want anyone out there to think that we've forgotten about those hard chewers. We have not. There is a great line of dog toys called Tuffies. Those of you with strong, hard chewers probably have heard of Tuffies. They come in little sizes up to, like, dinosaurs. They have a Tyrannosaurus Rex that's 30 inches long.
Wow.
And Tuffies are great. They're designed, their dog toys designed, extremely tough, yet they're soft on the teeth. Their construction is made out of one layer of industrial-grade nylon and one layer of soft fleece on the outside. All of these layers are sewn together to make one super strong layer of material. And then each toy is sewn with two layers of cross-stitching and then two layers of linear stitching. After the toy is sewn together, an additional piece of black nylon trim is added to cover the four rows of stitching. This extra piece of nylon is sewn with three linear stitches to give the product a total of seven seams. What they say is, let's see your dog chew through that.
Wow.
These Tuffies are very popular. They're a little bit more expensive because some of them are bigger, but they come in, they look like frisbee shapes. They come in what looks like donut shapes. Even if you have, let's say you have a small dog like 35 pounds, but that dog is a heavy gnar and good chewer. They have little things that are like 10 inches long, little tubes. I've heard a lot of good reviews on these Tuffies. Definitely something to look in for our pampered pooches who are tough chewers.
Another really cool toy, if you will. It's not really one that can, you know, chew on or anything like that, but it's fun nonetheless, is some of the bubble blowing toys for dogs. Made by Bubble Buddy. There's a fetch and bubble machine. It gives out like a lot of different colorful bubbles. They smell like chicken, bacon, and peanut butter. They're floating all around. Of course, your dogs are going to, you know, run, jump, and try to chase those bubbles. They also have a handheld one called the Bubble Buddy.
Looks like a squirt gun, Christine.
It does look like a
How
squirt
fun.
Gun.
How fun.
Yeah, so
squirting bubbles at our dogs.
And they smell like, you know, food, so of course they're going to like them. So that's something else that everyone should check. And that's made by Bubble Buddy, the original scented bubble-blowing dog toy.
Well, let's talk about some challenging mental toys for dogs. This thing I really like by Akaijin is called the iCube. My dogs have played this with the small one. The iCube is a plush, like, box, and it's got little balls that come with it. You just place the soft plush balls inside the plush cube, and the dogs have to remove them over and over and over again. So it keeps the dog occupied, eliminates boredom, but they say it also develops your dog's intelligence, which is really neat. My dogs like these. They come in small ones, which is a junior. It's a 4.5-inch square, up to jumbo, which is a 7.25-inch square. But they're really neat. It's like, you know, those little games you play with kids when... But it's hard plastic. It's red, yellow, and blue with the primary colors.
With the rings and
stuff.
Yeah,
and they got to put that in there. It's the same thing, only it's plush for the dogs. And you put the toys in, and the dogs got to get their nose in there and figure out how to get those little balls out. And then you can order replacement balls. Because I don't know if you all have pampered pooches like my Simon, but he chews and chews and chews and makes those little balls flat. And I wash them so many times, they got like no hair on them. So you can order the replacement balls. And then Kaijin also has, they got some new puzzle plushes out. They have a magic hat with rabbits. They have snakes in the grass. They've got the tough turtle and the timid turtle. And again, these are things that the dog can have fun while sharpening their cognitive skills. They're durable design and they're plushy, which my dogs really like. So what about you, Christine, with another interactive game toy?
There are a lot of different wooden dog puzzles made by Nina Otteson, if I'm saying it correctly anyway. One of them is called the Dog Fighter, which is kind
of a funny name
for a dog toy. But It's a wooden toy that you hide treats in, and they have to move pieces of the puzzle around to get the treat out, which is, you know, really, like you said, it's going to sharpen their mental skills. It makes them really think about what they have to do in order to get that treat out. It's like sliding motions through a channel, and that will release the treat.
And they use their nose to do that, huh?
Yeah. They've got, Nina makes quite a few other wooden dog puzzles that are in the same nature. They're just probably a little bit different as far as, like, how they get the treat out. But that's something that people might want to try so, you know, their dog can not be bored and sharpen their skills.
The dog fighter and the wooden dog tornado.
I think there's a few others, too. So yes. That's by Nina Otteson. Our pampered pooch of the week is Chesney. Chesney is a Chorky, which is a Chihuahua and Yorkshire Terrier mix. Have you ever heard of a Chorky?
No, a Chorky. Where do they come up with these names, Christine? A Chorky.
I don't know. I like it, though. They get, like, the, you know, Bichy Poo, Bichon Poodle, and, you know.
Cabochon. I mean.
Malty Poo.
Yeah. A Puggle, the Pug and Beagle.
Yep. I like it, though. I haven't heard of a Chorky, but I like it a lot. She's very cute. She's all black, it looks like. She just turned 6 months old on July 1st. Her mom, her name is Nancy. Nancy calls Chesney either Chez or Chesinator, kind of like Terminator, because she thinks she's the size of a German Shepherd, even though she's, you know, pretty small. The arrival story of Chesney is that when Chesney's first mom got her from a pet store nearby, they had two German Shepherds that really didn't play well with her, maybe because they're so much bigger than than Chesney. So she was being kept in her kennel most of the time, which is sad. I mean, of course, you know, while you're gone, if they have to be in a kennel, no problem. But if she's being in her kennel because the other dogs aren't playing with her when you're home, then that's not a good situation. And Nancy saw an ad on Pet Finder that talked about her, and she fell in love with her at first sight. She contacted her first mom, and a week later brought home the sweet little girl. Originally, her name was Chipper, but Nancy is such a huge fan of Kisney Chesney that she decided to name her Chesney. I know. Some of Chesney's likes. She loves to sleep in her mom's bed. She likes to burrow her way to the foot of the bed under all the blankets. She also loves to jump up and try to catch the birds she sees when she's outside. Her favorite toy is a little stuffed pink bunny that she got for her first Easter present. And the bunny says Happy Easter on its chest. Some of her favorite dog foods, she really likes the Science Diet for Puppies. It's a small bite version. She really likes to go for walks and lay on the back of the recliner like a cat, kind of like Sugar does. She walks around like a little kitty on the back of furniture. Her best trick or command is come to mommy. And some of the ways that Nancy likes to pamper Chesney is she buys, like, one, for instance, is a matching t-shirt outfit, and she buys lots of clothes and bandanas for her. And she loves to hold Chesney in her arms like a little baby.
So precious.
Yeah,
she's sounds the like, cutest little girl.
She sounds like a very pampered pooch.
I know, I love that name. She's a pampered Chorky.
Yeah, Chesney. Well, that's actually all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and please join us next week.
We'll look forward to having you listen.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.